So Mr. Orr, do you know that on May the 5th, alongside the local election, there is going to be a referendum on whether we should adopt the AV system, the alternative vote system? Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, can I ask, do you understand?
I think there is a case for it.
Right.
But I think it is dangerous.
How dangerous? When you say dangerous, how do you mean? I know lots of people are nervous about moving away from...
I think it is dangerous in that we're not going to have a decent government.
Right, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yes. What David Cameron calls permanent hung parliament.
It is ideal, but whether it'll work in practice, I don't know.
I see. I take it then you're content to stick with first past the post at the moment, the sort of one person, one vote.
Yes.
I mean, what about the idea that under that system, you can have a candidate who's elected to Parliament who doesn't have the votes of the majority of the people in the constituency who voted for him?
That's a difficult question. Our real trouble is we have too many professional politicians.
Yes.
And we want some form of voting that gets rid of the professional politician.
Yes, absolutely. That's fine. That's perfect. Thank you very much. So, yes, in favour of reform, but not
under no circumstances on AV. I mean, the thing is, with the present electoral system, you can sack governments. And Gordon Brown would probably have still been there now, because Tories would have had 20, 30 less seats, Labour would have had more, Liberals would have had more, and there'd probably been a Liberal-Labour coalition. So I'm dead against it. I like the power of the ballot box to actually sack governments.
Right. So,
And then AV doesn't really apply much in Australia, because they only have really effectively a two-party system. We have a three-party system.
Are you content with first past the post, though?
For one, yes, unless they're going to do something radical, it's not worth tinkering with.
Right, I see. Yes.
I do like sacking governments.
And there is something
even
also,
if it's a Conservative government, when the time comes, it's nice for the electorate to be able to boot.
And right.
This is about the only time we've ever had not quite a win for the major opposition.
So under AV, then, getting rid of governments would be
Well, the other problem with AV, Mrs. Thatcher in 1979, 1983 and 87 would have had bigger majorities. Likewise with Tony Blair in 1997. So when you do get a swing, it makes it more pronounced. So that's not good either.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
I've studied it quite thoroughly, and I know the electoral system was unfair to the Liberal Party throughout most of my life, and I do think that should have been rectified, but I don't really think this AV is a fudge. I mean, the three countries, Papua New Guinea, Australia and one other, and they're all really fed up with it. I mean, this time in Australia, the Labour Prime Minister did a deal. They've got about three or four independents.
Mm.
It's very marginal. It doesn't really matter there because they've got just two-party system. Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you confident that the people in your ward know enough about the differences between the two systems to make an informed judgment?
No, I don't think they do. There will be paperwork going out. I think the proof of the pudding will be the turnout. Sherborne normally is about 45%, which is above average. So when you look at some of the wards in West Dorset, I mean, you're going to have a situation where 35% probably will turn out in the rural areas. But I don't think that's good again.
Mm-hmm.
I think myself that it won't generate enough interest.